to 8.
For 18 months, the New Zealand judge, Dame Noel Goddard, was in charge of the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, the biggest inquiry this country has ever seen. Her chairmanship was described as catastrophic, and when she finally resigned in August, she refused even to appear before a committee of MPs to answer questions about it. Theresa May, who was Home Secretary at the time, set up the inquiry. This morning, The Times reports that officials and advisers close to Mrs. May had received warnings about Dame Lowell's offensive behaviour, including alleged racist remarks, but did nothing about it. Her lawyers, Dame Lowell's lawyers, have denied that story. I'm joined by the man who wrote it, the man behind it, Andrew Norfolk, the chief investigative reporter from The Times, and also by Peter Saunders, the founder of the National Association for People Abused in Childhood Charity. Andrew, first, these people that you have been talking to, or have been talking to you, what sort of rank are they, and do they have any axe to grind?
We are talking about several people who are at a senior level and have a detailed awareness of what has been going on within the headquarters of that inquiry for the past 18 months. Were you to ask them the question you've just asked me, they would tell you that the only axe they have to grind is a deep desire to see this inquiry finally pull itself together and begin to ask the questions that need to be asked of the institutions it was set up to question.
You haven't named them?
No, we are choosing to protect their identity. We know who they are, but there are, for obvious reasons, difficulties in people publicly declaring matters. There are contractual reasons that we're protecting it.
On the other hand, they are making very, very serious allegations, aren't they? She said, according to them, that Britain had so many paedophiles because it has so many Asian men. She voiced shock at the size of the country's ethnic minority population, allegedly complained of having to travel 50 miles from London to see a white face. She flew into rages and treated staff with contempt, and so on. These are extremely serious accusations.
They are indeed, and we have spent some time investigating them. We didn't sit down at one meeting with one group of frustrated people. We held a number of separate individual conversations. And the essence of this, I think, is that these people, over many months, were at a senior level thinking, what can we do about this? The impact of this judge is seriously impacting on the work of the inquiry. They passed those concerns to the only place they thought was the fit place for them, which was the Home Office. Only Theresa May, as Home Secretary, had the power to terminate her contract. And the frustration intensified as nothing was done.
You say that they passed the complaints to people at the Home Office. How senior were those people? How close to Theresa May were they?
They were very, very close to her. They were to her permanent secretary, who is the senior civil servant at the Home Office, and they were to one of her special advisers. We cannot say, we do not know whether they informed their boss of what they were being told, but I think you would think it was fairly strange if they chose not to inform her.
You don't think this could be part of a campaign to kill off this inquiry altogether? Because there are many people who believe that the inquiry should either be totally restructured or brought to an end altogether.
I know for certain it is not part of any such campaign. I know for certain that the people who have been speaking to me and to my colleague have only an interest in ending the deep frustration of people, men and women, who for years, for decades, have been waiting for the institutions that allowed, that turned a blind eye to their abuse, to be held to account. And I think what really compounds all of this is the sense that an inquiry set up to expose a culture of secrecy and cover-up has itself become in some ways an exemplar of the sins it was supposed to expose.
Andrew Norfolk, thank you.